Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Gwen Riley and Todd Johns. They are with Revive Lifehouse Ministry. They started in Nicholasville, Kentucky, but God has expanded their borders, and now they have a second location in Lighthouse. It was near where Lighthouse used to be. It's actually the Nehemiah House that was part of the men's recovery at Lighthouse Ministries. And, man, it's a great location right across from the Lyric Theater. So we're going to hear more today about what God's been doing through this wonderful ministry. In fact, when you go to their website, revivelifehouse.org, you'll pull up on their homepage, love their mission statement. It says, Revive Lifehouse offers a supportive clinical addiction recovery program that, with the power of Jesus Christ, helps Kentucky men struggling with addiction reclaim, strengthen, and establish a new outlook and a positive life. And so if you've got a loved one or you know somebody that's struggling with addiction, a man, please check out their website, revivelifehouse.org. Incredible story how all this came together. If you missed yesterday's program, only 14 minutes long, we encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, hopeishere.today, and just hear an incredible story how God put all this together. All right, so we go to the auction. We found out, you know, Gwen's prayer was answered, and wasn't zero, but only one other person showed up. You get the house, so you open the doors. How many men did you start off with in the recovery program?
Yeah, so we started off with two men, actually. It took several months. I mean, there was a little bit of time in between. We had to get things ready and things of that nature, but I remember, if you recall, Gwen, I was kind of sweating bullets there for the first couple months into the new year in 2016. We opened our doors actually April 8th of 2016 to our first resident. And within that first month, we ended up, I think, taking in four guys within that first 30 days. So we had a 16-bed facility, and the first 30 days we had four guys come through. And then it just kind of grew from there.
We think about drugs, but one of the things I've found from helping at Lighthouse that, alcohol is also a bad addiction, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Still the number one killer. Alcohol is, we see a lot of that. Methylene arise, but alcohol definitely is a very big stronghold in men and women's lives, for sure. Yeah.
Gwen, how did it feel when you finally opened those doors and, you know, you start off, I love how God deals with God small things and he's done amazing things we're going to hear more about, but how did that feel to you as that vision finally came to fruition?
It was like, okay, here we are, what now?
Right.
Yeah, but one thing that our first resident, what also was telling of God was his name was Adam. So that was, and our second was David. So that was also another little, you know, we look for all these things. You look for these signs when especially when you are out there, you are out of the boat, you really start looking for that. Hey, God, are we doing the right thing here? Because it is hard to find your direction and make sure that you are on the right path. So so he brought us those guys and we just took off from there. And Todd had some great stories about Adam being the first gentleman in the house, and he got a lot of attention. But I do – would you share just the – what you told Adam about who we would do this for if he were the only
– Oh, sure. Yeah. So Gwen's talking about it. Just the first day having Adam come through the doors along with his mom and his mom's friend, this was something that really just flowed out of, I think, just my heart and God's desire for the vision for this ministry in this house. And that is, you know, if I just said to Adam, if you were the only one to ever walk through these doors, I want you to know that we did all this just for you.
Mm.
And to that, from that point forward, every guy that I intaked with, and I believe to this day still is kind of that's the mantra of the house, is that, you know, we do it for the one. You know, Jesus, God told the parable of 99 for the one. He his heart is for those who are hurting and broken and the afflicted and the lost. And so that's our heart for these men.
Mm. That's a beautiful thing. And, you know, if people are listening and they haven't struggled with addiction, you know, it's kind of like, I think a lot of times it's easy to judge. And just like I used to judge people about, if you file bankruptcy, you should have been a better business person. Then a flood came, and next thing I knew, I was filing bankruptcy. Yeah. And then I went through a divorce, and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, you should be a better husband. And, you know, I'm like, well, okay, so God's help will be in those two areas. But a lot of times people haven't struggled with addiction. I mean, nobody starts out wanting to be an addict, do they? Right?
No, that's right. Yeah, yeah. No one wakes up one day just saying, I think I'll be an addict. I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of hurt and pain and suffering in this world and personally in people's lives that lead them to make choices to medicate. And oftentimes that's what happens. Everyone has a bit of a different story of how they get to that place. But the end result is, we always say it like this, sin's the problem, Jesus is the answer. And at the end of the day, it's not the fruit of a person's life that makes them a bad person, because we all have bad fruit. But if we continue to pick bad fruit from our lives, we'll continue to get bad fruit. But we have to get to the root, which is sin and hurt and pain and loss and sorrow and destruction of a sin nature in our life. And so Jesus is the only answer to that. And once we get to the root, then we can begin to produce new fruit for our life.
Well, and I think one of the things I've heard from people, meeting with people through the last 16 years and doing ministry full-time and bivocationally, is that you know, a lot of times people say, well, I might lose my job if I do this. But yet, if you don't deal with those root issues and the addiction, eventually you're probably going to lose a job. Is that a fair statement to make? Or?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they say this in the rooms, too. Nothing changes unless everything changes. And you know, there needs to be sometimes some really difficult and tough decisions to make in regard to your normal, quote unquote, normal everyday life to get the help that you really need, whether that's time away from family, some leave of absence from a career or work. And sometimes, you know, and addiction runs across the spectrum, right, Greg? I mean, there's not, it knows no bounds. You know, it's across the socioeconomic divide, and it's impacting people's lives across the board. So whether there's somebody who's struggling with addiction and mental illness on the streets that are homeless, to people who have a career and that sort of thing, but there needs to be some great change in their mindset to really begin to take steps forward on a new path of life.
Well, talk to us about what is the program Encompass. I mean, you know, wonderful part. I read your mission statement there. It's Christ-centered, but talk about what programs, somebody checks in the program, and, you know, what do you guys offer to help people get healing from addiction and on the right path again?
Yeah, so we basically have a 7-month-long program. It's a long-term holistic and approach. Our guys come in and they have the first 30 days of kind of a phase, we call it phase one, or an induction center, where they're there, high level of care, residential. We offer services across the board, clinically and also medically. And so they have to be cleared in those capacities as well. But they come in and they get group counseling. They get individual therapy. We have programmatic hours where we have pastors from the community coming in. They're also going out and giving back through volunteer programs, like we partner with the Man of Meals in Nicholasville. Guys will go up there and serve for food for those who are in need and hungry on a Saturday. And so they get quite a variety of different types of modalities of treatment, if you will, therapeutic and otherwise. And then, of course, with the medical staff, we're trying to address some of the needs that they've probably had for some time now, but they're just starting to feel as they come off of the substances that they're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then through that, they get into a phase two program, and we're doing some groups there as well, some peer support. We're helping equip them to get ready for back to work in life through jobs. So they do a Jobs for Life program. They're at that point also getting some case management from some case managers, trying to tidy up things from the past, you know, everything from maybe need to get a GED to working on the back child support stuff or the fines and things like that with the judicial system that they're trying to work through. So they get the case management as well, stepping them then into working directly with Kentucky Career Center. We partner with them, so they're helping them get assimilated back to work and jobs. And That's a beautiful thing. From there, they go into a after those 3 months, they go into a sober living phase environment for the next 3 months, and so rounded out for a total of 7 months, and they've completed the program.
Wow. Well, I love it. You guys kind of cover it from A to Z. And, you know, Gwen, you started off with 16 people, and yet there was such a need for more. Talk about the next phase and adding, you know, more room for more guys.
Absolutely. So we just there definitely are the people out there who need this. And so the next phase for us was a house that had previously been used for a women's recovery facility. Was right next door to our house.
Wow.
And at the time that we got into our house, they were looking to wind down their ministry. So it was perfect for us to then move into that house as well, and it helped us to serve, at that point, probably about 15 more men at that point. And then from there, then fast forward to 2018, mm-hmm. When another ministry partner helped us to, or I should say a friend of the ministry, helped us to get another facility in Nicholasville that will house 35 men. So it's just been amazing to see that. And fast forward 4 months, and then we're in Lexington. And have a 16-bed facility in the former Nehemiah house. So it's just, God's just made the way. We sit and we plan, and all we can plan is to be faithful, because we don't know what God's going to give us or lead us. We just look back on the end of the year and go, look what happened this year. How amazing. And one gentleman asked me when we were at the open house for the Lexington facility last August. He said, what is this like? And I said, well, I think for us it's the closest thing to being a kid on Christmas Day as an adult, that God would bring you something so amazing that you're just in awe, that you can't believe that he would give you this and let you be a part of this. And it's just like opening that gift you never thought you would ever get. Mm-hmm. We were just giddy, you know. It's like all these people are going to be helped, and God let us be a part of it. It's just amazing to be a part of.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. You know, Nicholasville, Lexington. Todd, how many guys are you able to help now at one time? I'm decent at math without my calculator. Yeah, we had 16, then we got 16 more, or 35, and 16 left. How many are you able to help?
So we're currently across the board, across all phases of the program. So the two Nicholasville locations, Lexington and some sober living, we have 107 beds total.
Wow.
Yeah. We usually run in the neighborhood of 80% to 90% occupancy across the board.
Yeah. So if somebody's listening, they're like, "Man, I need to check this out." What's the first step for somebody?
Yeah, the first step would be you can go online. You said the website a few times, but at www.revivelifehouse.org, and you could read more about us there. You can reach out online. There's even a simple online form if you didn't want to call, but you just wanted to inquire more. You could do that online, or you could call directly to our missions line. That's 859-241-3892. And Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we're working to hopefully at some point here soon get that staffed full time. But Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, you could reach somebody through our missions line.
Okay. Well, I want to encourage you to check that out. We'll have this for the podcast on our website, hopeishere.today. If you're driving, you're like, okay, what did they say that is? You can go to hopeishere.today, and we'll have their contact information. But, man, we're going to hear some testimonies, some real hope stories, people who have been able to get through the season of addiction, about families that have been put back together. So I know so many of us know just the devastating effect of addiction, but on Hope Is Here tomorrow, it's going to be exciting to hear Gwen and Todd share some stories of hope. Also, they're going to share maybe some words of wisdom to a parent that's got a child that's struggling with addiction. So invite somebody else to join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Gwen Riley and Todd Johns with Revive Lifehouse. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.